Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Doug Hilbig of Zoetis, talking about the latest implant technology in just a moment. Our next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, May 17th from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232, DirecTV Channel 603, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. The auction starts 8 a.m. Central Time, featuring 6,450 yearling steers, 6,350 weaned calves, and more. For information, go to the website SuperiorLivestock.com or call us 800-422-2117. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you.
Do something about flies on your operation. Horn flies take blood meals from cattle on pasture, resulting in reduced weight gain and profits. With Altacid IGR mixed into your feed, treated cattle can achieve a 15% increase in weight gain versus untreated cattle. Nuisance flies also irritate confined cattle, causing losses in milk production. Mix Clarifly larvicide into your feed to help prevent these flies by up to 96%. Know your enemy and ask your local feed distributor for the industry leader in feed-through fly control. Altacid IGR and Clarifly larvicide.
Synovex 1 is that next generation of implants, works well in feedlots and on stocker cattle. We're talking today about Synovex 1 grass with Dr. Doug Hilbig, Beef Technical Service Veterinarian with Zoetis. First of all, Dr. Hilbig, can you tell us a little bit about Synovex 1 grass implants and how they are different from the conventional implants that cattle producers may be familiar with?
Well, so these implants, as opposed to a conventional implant, they're designed to pay out for a true 200 days, where conventional implants are typically just a 100-day implant. These implants have a coating on it that once it's into the body, once you put it in the ear, after about 2 weeks to 3 weeks, it starts paying out, and it gets a good, steady 200-day payout after that point. Some other longer-acting implants don't pay out quite as evenly, where this one is probably the most even payout implant there is. It's a new technology, but because of how producers that turn out on pasture, we will usually take 2 weeks, 3 weeks to buy our cattle before we turn them out onto grass, be it summer grazing or if it's winter wheat that we're turning out on. This allows us to be able to implant them when they first come in, and then once we're ready, once the grass is ready, we can actually turn them out. If it turns into being a short season and we only have them out there 150 days, that's a great payout. If it actually goes longer, so we've had years like last year, where actually we had a lot longer time that they were out there, I've still got 200 days that implant will pay out.
What about the research that's been done on Synovex 1 grass in regards to grazing cattle and the performance advantage that this product offers to cattle producers?
Well, so the trial that we did up in the kind of the Osage country, tall grass, a lot of what your listeners will get into. It's a nice grass, but what it showed is that about 70 days, compared to two other traditional implants, one a long-acting one just a traditional implant that's used on typical grazing situations, they were all about the same. But at 200 days, the other longer-acting implant and then the traditional conventional, you know, grazing implant did about half as good as what this implant did. And if you look at it, because this is a true 200-day implant, it was like having two of the other implants put in 100 days apart. So what it showed us is it doesn't do any different than any other implant, except it lasts 100 days longer. You know, if I've been getting in what I should expect on a grazing situation, as I should out of implanted cattle over non-implanted, I should get about 2/10 to 3/10 of a pound a day gain added to it. So, you know, that's about 25 pounds over a 100-day period. And what this one did double what those other implants did.
So if cattle producer is interested in finding out more about Synovex 1 grass and the other Synovex implant options for their stocker cattle, what are the resources available to them to find out more?
Well, so one, talk to your veterinarian, talk to your animal health distributor. You can talk to your Zoetis representatives. You can go to zoetisus.com and look for more information. Any of those give you more information. Be sure if you're not comfortable giving implants or something with a new implant, talk to your veterinarian. Get with them, get with the nutritionist to say, what's the best for my situation?
Dr. Doug Hilbig with Zoetis. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's that time of year again for the annual Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. 3 full days of parts for classics, antiques, street rods, muscle cars, and more. You'll find just what you're looking for. It's the largest auto swap meet in Oklahoma. And it's this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 10, 11, and 12, next to the Grady County Fairgrounds in Chickasha, and it's free to the public. You're invited. Bring your car or your parts. Reserve your space at the Chickasha Auto Swap Meet. For more information, go to ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. That's ChickashaAutoSwapMeet.com. See you at the swap meet.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.